Hello and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. Our show features the people, the personalities, and the cultural events that make Chattanooga such an interesting place to live. A new version of Chattanooga's most famous song could be funded through Kickstarter. Tiffany Muff and Landon Steele are both singers. They want to record the Chattanooga Choo Choo and film a new video for it. They've picked a special location in Chattanooga. We're going to tell you where in this segment. Tiffany and Landon, welcome to Around and About.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tiffany, I want to take a second to explain why you're on the phone while we're here in the studio. You're in Washington State right now, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
But you're a college student. You recently graduated from Southern.
I did, just last year.
Do your parents live there?
They do, yeah. That's where my family is.
And you're going to, if you meet your Kickstarter goal, of course, come back here to Chattanooga to do this.
Yes, in September.
And Landon, you live here in Chattanooga.
Correct.
So this version of Chattanooga Choo Choo, it's going to be different from most of the ones that I think people have heard, because generally when you hear Chattanooga Choo Choo, it's either an instrumental version or it's a version with a male vocalist, you know, the famous Glenn Miller version. Tiffany, you're going to be on lead vocals in this version. Why did you decide to put you on lead vocals?
I think I'm the one that enjoys singing the most between us two. Landon really hasn't done a lot of singing, so... Also, I'm the one that knows the song really well. I've been singing it for years. Landon only recently heard of it when I introduced him to it. So,
really? You've lived here pretty much your whole life.
Yeah, well, I've heard it before, but it was just recent when I started getting interested in the choo-choo. And so she introduced it to me, the song more in detail.
And Tiffany, you've got a great voice. We'll just go ahead and play a clip of you singing so the listeners can hear what you sound like.
Okay, well, thank you.
I can weather the storm, storm, storm. What do I care? How much it may storm.
So why are the two of you doing this? You've already put some of your own money into this. You're putting a lot of time into this. What makes you want to do this new version of the choo-choo?
We just really like being creative and, finding stuff to do together. We haven't been able to find a lot of other people that are creative, but when he got the quartet involved and we made a Facebook page, all these people started joining, and that's what really gave us the passion to do a big thing and do it right.
Yeah, and Tiffany's probably the only person I know who actually has the drive to go through with a project like this. Even myself, I'm not the kind of person that can actually get through a whole project, but I'm kind of more of the dreamer, so we both banter back and forth of ideas and stuff like that, so it's really fun.
Have you had a lot of experience with theater and singing?
Absolutely not.
Really?
I started singing at a very young age. I've only had... about 2 voice lessons in my entire life. So we just have a musical family, and I sing all the time for fun.
And in the video of you singing, let's just play another clip of you singing right now. In the video that we're hearing right now, you're dressed in 1940s-era clothes, and in the Kickstarter video that you've got, you and Landon are also dressed in 1940s clothes. Why are you dressed that way? Is this just like a fashion trend I don't know about, or is there a specific reason?
Well, actually, in the video where I'm singing, we had just gotten done being extras in 42 and come back, and I had said, oh, I've always wanted to sing a vintage song all dressed up like that. So I started singing, and just for fun, he started recording it. For the Kickstarter movie, we dressed up on purpose just as a promotional thing.
Landon, how much experience have you had singing? Not a lot?
Not a lot at all. I've actually recently started singing with a few other beginners in a little quartet kind of group. And there's a student that's been teaching us how to do some vocal exercises and stuff, but that's about it.
How much of your own money have you already spent on this project?
Around $1,600.
Really?
Yeah, we had to buy the score. I'm setting up a lot of the main members, cast members with their costumes. The dance lessons, the choreography has been pretty expensive so far, but I mean, really worth it. It's a great routine, so.
The rights, I mean, you said the score, is that what you mean? You have to purchase the rights to the song to do it?
No, I purchased the score, and then I need to contact them to ask about the rights to perform it, because we may have to pay a royalty.
What do you think your version is going to sound like when it's recorded? Is it just going to be the standard jazzy version we're familiar with? Are you going to take it in a different direction, anything like that?
No, it's going to sound, other than, you know, the lead vocal being female, almost exactly like the classic version that's on Sun Valley Serenade, because we made sure to purchase the score that was actually transcribed from the movie.
Who are the musicians you're getting?
Chattanooga's big band, actually Monday Night Big Band, contacted us on their own and said that they would love to do it. So we haven't really finalized it yet, but that's what we're shooting for.
That's one of my questions for you, the reactions you're getting from people in Chattanooga, because I think some people around here, their first reaction might be, oh, man, I have grown up with that song. I'm so sick of hearing that song. What kind of reactions are you getting?
Well, you know, we haven't actually gotten any of that so far, and I ran into a video online of someone that went around asking people, do you know the song The Chattanooga Choo Choo? And 90% of the people they asked either hadn't heard of it or only knew, like, one line.
Wow, that's pretty surprising.
Yeah, it was. And so all positive so far. Everybody just thinks it's great.
And so, Landon, you've grown up here. How familiar are you with the song?
I think I've heard it a few times, but other than that, I'm not very familiar with it at all, like the lyrics and stuff.
You're listening to Around It About Chattanooga. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Tiffany Muff and Landon Steele. They're using a Kickstarter campaign to raise money to record a new version of the Chattanooga Choo Choo, and they're hoping to film a video for this new version they're working on. Coming up in just a moment, we'll tell you where they plan to film it at. Stay tuned.
Funding comes from Kelly Subaru, downtown Chattanooga, featuring symmetrical all-wheel drive vehicles built in zero landfill plants, where 100% of waste is recycled or turned into electricity. Online at kellysubaru.com.
You're listening to Around It About Chattanooga. I'm talking to Tiffany Muff and Landon Steele about their new video for the Chattanooga Choo Choo and the money they're trying to raise to film the video. Where is it that you are actually planning to film this?
We're planning on filming it at the Tennessee Valley Railroad Museum, down on those tracks right there, so with a vintage steam train. So
Actually, the same one that was used in 42 for one of the scenes.
Well, they are. They're really well known, I think, in the film industry for working with filmmakers who knew that kind of thing. What has it been like so far working with them?
So far, it's been really good. Every time I've gone down there, I've gotten positive feedback. And, you know, it's kind of surprising when you approach them with this kind of thing because, you know, two young people coming up just trying to do this project, you'd think that they'd kind of say, whatever. But they've been just very supportive so far.
What are your plans with the video if you get the Kickstarter and get it funded? What are you going to do with the video after it's completed? Are you just going to put it up on the web for free, try to sell DVDs?
Oh, we're just going to put it up on YouTube.
Yeah, I think Tiffany was mentioning something about putting the song on iTunes as well and see if we can make a little bit of money off that, kind of pay for our expenses that we put into it.
This is kind of promotion for Chattanooga itself, it sounds like. I mean, this is the kind of video that might even go viral.
Yeah.
That would be absolutely awesome.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see what the results of this are going to be.
How many people are going to be involved in this if you film it? Have you already got like a cast picked out, a choreographer, things like that?
Some of it, we're still working on our cast. One of the great things about, you know, 42 just being filmed in Chattanooga was we were able to contact some of the other people who are extras. So they've done this before. They've got the clothes, the makeup, know how to do their hair. But altogether, I haven't really done a count yet. I would estimate somewhere around 12 to 15 people.
The movie 42, is that a big inspiration for you all? Is that kind of what put it in your head to do this vintage thing?
Yeah, I think so. I know that she had just left after she graduated, go back to Washington, and right after she left, I saw this press release for the movie, and I told her about it, and she ended up coming back down to be extras with me in it. And when she came back to watch the premiere of the movie, when the movie came out, this is when all this started happening. So I think the movie was a big part of getting this started.
I think it was a little subconscious, but definitely.
Yeah. Well, it seems like, yeah, for a little while, everybody in Chattanooga was pulling out their clothes from their attic, from their grandparents, and really thinking about the 40s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think, too, seeing that made me really believe it's possible, because I wouldn't have guessed there'd be that many people excited about taking all that time to dress up for free and go do something like that.
Yeah, it was really amazing, the number of people in the stands every day at Ingalls Stadium.
Yeah, it was.
What was it like for y'all? How close did you get to people like Harrison Ford?
Yeah, he walked right by me.
Yeah, one of the things that really inspired us to be more comfortable with just doing, or you know, getting out there and doing things was we were volunteer extras, and we were sitting in the back of the stadium, and I noticed that the paid extras were going down in the front where the camera was. It's a close-up shot of the camera. And something just kind of struck me. I said to Tiffany, hey, let's go down there and try to get in that shot. And so we went down there, and at first they turned us away, and then they ended up calling us back because they liked Tiffany's outfit so much. And they ended up putting her right behind the actress that's Jackie Robinson's wife in the movie. So she got, if you look closely enough, you can actually see her right behind the actress.
Oh, that is so cool. Because when I saw the movie, I looked for people I know, and I only saw maybe one or two that I could recognize.
Yeah. So that really inspired us just to, with big projects like this, just say why not and just, you know, go for it. You know, the worst people can say is no.
And Tiffany, something that's on your Kickstarter page that I've got to ask you about, it says that your family has the cab of a train in your basement. Is that right?
We do. Yeah, my dad is a really big model railroader. He loves trains. And yeah, we have a locomotive cab in our basement.
How did you get it in a basement?
It was lowered in with a crane, and then the second part of the house was built on top of it.
They're not moving anywhere anytime soon.
No.
I mean, what do you do with it? Do you just look at it? Do you?
He actually has it set up on things that vibrate it and move it like a real train. The horn is hooked up, and when he blows that, it shakes the whole house. I think even the neighbors can hear it.
Wow.
So is your dad excited about you filming at the Tennessee Valley Railroad Museum?
Oh, yeah. He thinks it's really neat. He said if he had the time off work, he'd fly down and be in it.
So the Kickstarter campaign, it's going on right now, and you're getting close to the deadline. When is the actual deadline?
This Saturday at midnight, so it's pretty close, about 5 days.
We're biting our nails.
Yeah.
Because, well, that's the thing about Kickstarter, is it's a kind of an all or none thing. Either you make it or you don't get anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's so, we're just looking for that, you know, target audience that feels the same about it as we do and wants to do whatever they can to make it happen. Because, I mean, if I had the money, I would give that. But I've given everything I have right now. So if we want to make that deadline, we need help.
One of the things about Kickstarter is when people give at certain levels, they can get certain thank you gifts. What are some of the thank you gift kind of things you're doing?
Some of them are a free DVD. Since I'm a graphic designer, I'm actually going to design, you know, the cover and everything and have a booklet that features pictures from the shoot, and I thought we'd sign it. They can actually get some of the things that we have on set, like real 1940s coins we'll use when people are paying for the train tickets. And up at the top level, even coming to the premiere party, which will have a lot of fun stuff going on there. So, or the ability to be an extra, actually. That one's on there, too.
So if you do get the Kickstarter goal, when do you plan to start filming?
In September. The last 3 weeks, we figured that'd be when hopefully it's cooling off a little bit.
Yeah. And you've hired a choreographer. Who is the choreographer?
His name is Nathan Simler. He's a national dance champion, lives up here in this neck of the woods, which was surprising. I was really glad I found him because, you know, I told him we don't have dance experience. We don't have time to learn to dance. We need a routine and just do those steps and practice them until we look like we know what we're doing. And he thought it was great. He took it on. I mean, I'm doing a backflip, all kinds of stuff.
You're doing it. Have you done a backflip before?
I have not. It was easier than I thought because I mostly put my leg up and he throws me. And next thing I know, I'm on the ground. So.
Well, this sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. I'm just kind of hoping I can get the dance down enough that I don't drop her.
Well, good luck to both of you. How can people find your Kickstarter page?
Well, they can go to chattachoochoo.info, and that's the Kickstarter page. And also on Facebook, it's facebook.com/chattachoochoo.
And one more time, when is the deadline?
This Saturday.
Well, thank you both so much for joining us on Around and About.
Thank you very
much. Thank you.